Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Friday, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at Mars perfecting a square to Neptune. Mars is in Sagittarius, Neptune is in Pisces, and we're going to look at this in light of the fact that Venus is also entering Sagittarius, and the ruler of Sag and Pisces, Jupiter, is turning direct over the weekend. It's a really interesting series of interconnected astrological events that are happening, and we're going to unpack five themes that we should watch for over the weekend in relation to these events. So anyway, that's the goal for today. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Share your comments and reflections. We'd love to hear from you guys. You can find a transcript of today's talk or any of our talks on the website, nightlightastrology.com. As you guys know, we are now in the last, there are two more days left in our annual Kickstarter campaign. We are trying to reach 1,777 backers by New Year's Eve. Right now, we have collected the support from 1,213 people, which means we still need 564 backers before New Year's Eve. That's a huge push, but we've done this before with Kickstarters. We can rally a lot of support at the end across the finish line. I still believe we can get there. And if you're one of the people who's already pitched in, thank you so much. This is how we earn our livelihood. We pour all that we've got into this. And then once a year, we do this fundraiser and we ask that you support it. And then in addition to keeping the lights on, we try to build cool stuff. And that's what we do. So you can find the link to the Kickstarter pinned to the top of the comment section or in the description of the video. Your donation means a lot to us. Pick up a variety of rewards, readings, talks, my new book, or any of our classes. The 50% off all of our online certification programs in ancient astrology. If you put them together in bundles, you save even more. I did a talk yesterday, a live stream, where at the beginning of the live stream, where I did Q&A and birth charts live, I talked about all of the programs and what they offer because people were asking me to. So you can go back and watch that if you want to learn more about the programs, or head over to the Nightlight Astrology website, which is nightlightastrology.com. And you just click on the courses tab and you can learn about any of those programs. Use one of the class passes, bundle some classes together, save a bunch. We want to thank everybody who's donated so far. Let's see if we can get to the finish line by Sunday. We need 564 more backers. Find the link again, the top of the comments or in the description of this video. And look, usually I've been saying something to like promote the Kickstarter, you know, say something about myself. I'm done. I've got nothing more to say. I just hope that you'll support it. That's it. So I hope you enjoyed today's talk. Help us reach our goal. And we'll see you. I have some more bonus content on Saturday and Sunday that I'll be doing, and some more live streams too, if you guys want to join me and try to cross the finish line. That's it. Enjoy the talk. Bye. All right. So today we are going to take a look at Mars's square to Neptune, which is happening from Sagittarius to Pisces. And we're going to look at that in light of the fact that Jupiter is turning direct right now in the sign of Taurus. We're going to look at that and a couple of other little subtle connections that are happening in the sky and what some of the dignities of these planets in the sky are pointing to right now. It's a really significant turning point. And so we're going to try to capture the essence of what this turning point is all about today, which is, again, it's part of it is understanding Mars's square to Neptune. But then another significant part has to do with the fact that both of those planets are in Jupiter's signs and Jupiter's turning direct. So anyway, I want to put the real-time clock up first and give you, just a little feel for where things are heading. All right, so I'm going to put this forward. You can see that here is December 28th, that's yesterday, Thursday, and that the Mars square to Neptune was happening right there. So, you know, it's pretty much perfected yesterday. But if you advance this one day, you'll see that they're still at the 25th degrees. So they're still squaring one another on Friday, December 29th. Now, what's happening at the exact same time is notice, of course, that Mars is in Sagittarius, which is Jupiter's sign. And Neptune is in Pisces, which is Jupiter's sign. And Jupiter is in Taurus. And if we roll this forward one more day, you'll see that on Saturday, December 30th, just after Mars separates from its square to Neptune, the two planets separate, Jupiter is stationing and turning direct. So you go forward one more day to the 31st, Jupiter's moving direct. So the station to turn direct is happening over the weekend, just as these planets are passing one another. The other interesting thing that's happening in the next day here is, if we just roll, I'm going to roll this forward just a few hours, And you'll notice that on Friday in the afternoon, Venus is going to enter Sagittarius. As soon as it does so, Venus is in the bound of Jupiter. Now, Jupiter's turning direct, and Jupiter is in the domicile and the sign of Venus. So we have mutual reception between the two. Excuse me. Even though the two signs don't see one another, the affinity between the planets in their dignities will have them working cooperatively. So an exchange of signs is like an aspect in that respect. Jupiter and Venus working together in this direct turn of Jupiter now, after the square of Mars and Neptune, is significant for a variety of reasons. And there's some themes that go along with all of this that I want to explore today. So there's five themes to watch for given that kind of sequence of events. Again, Mars in Sagittarius, square Neptune in Pisces, while the ruler of both Sag and Pisces, Jupiter, turns direct. And then shortly after, Venus enters Sagittarius, and Venus and Jupiter have a very strong form of mutual reception. So what does this mean? Number one is it means a shift in momentum. It's amazing how when Mars squares Neptune, you can feel like there's a kind of a divine futility. You're banging your head against the wall. It's like trying to punch a wall because you're frustrated, let's say, but instead of there being a wall, there's just mist, and you can't connect. Mars Neptune is frequently associated with that feeling that your actions are ineffective. It's one of the major shadows or difficulties of a Mars-Neptune square. My actions, my activities are somehow ineffective. They're just not working. And when Mars is, that can lead Mars to feeling intensely frustrated, sometimes angry, and then Mars will lash out irrationally and sort of delusionally. On the other hand, Mars can feel weak and exhausted, and like, you know, it's kind of like, there's always these stories of like boxers. They're always underdogs, like Rocky or whatever. And there's a point where it's like, I give up. The odds are stacked against me. You know, I just can't do it. And Mars Neptune is that moment where you're like the fatigue, the failure, the overwhelm, the weakness, the feeling of being ineffective or impotent. It's also Mars Neptune sometimes associated with like struggles with getting someone, like it's quite frequently associated with men who go through a period of not being able to get someone pregnant, or impotency or weakness or something, that feel, oh man, I'm a failure, you know, like that. And then all of a sudden, here what we have is their square separating, and then the rulers behind those two planets, Jupiter in Taurus, turning direct. And then all of a sudden, Venus and Jupiter get together in mutual reception, and voila, suddenly things start working. Or suddenly, at the very least, you start feeling like, okay, that moment of weakness and overwhelm and fatigue and ineffectiveness is, I'm able to shake it off and pick myself up and start again. So watch for a significant shift in momentum over the weekend. That's the main point. Hope that was easy enough to follow. Number two is a shift in beliefs, ideas, or philosophies. What's interesting about Mars, Neptune, and Jupiter-ruled signs is that it is associated with the crusader, the missionary, the evangelist, someone who is a warrior on behalf of religious or spiritual or political ideals that they crusade for with a kind of romantic quality. That is very Mars square Neptune. However, when you see that square coming, and you then immediately after they separate, you see Jupiter shifting its momentum, turning direct after a long period of retrogradation. And then you see Venus enter Sagittarius and form this mutual reception with Jupiter. It is possible that a philosophy that has been exhausting, a philosophy that's been too martial, too driven by the urge to fight or win, or it's been too competitive, or it's been too sharp, or too fanatical, is ready to soften, is ready to shift, change, open its mind to something new. The shift of Jupiter turning direct in general can mean that there's a reorientation of beliefs or a different kind of understanding that's ready to express itself in our lives. But when that Jupiter is also connected to, you know, a couple of planets, Mercury retrograde, who's also getting ready to station and turn direct in the first couple of days of the new year, the Mars-Mercury conjunction that was both square to Neptune, it could be that where our ideas, our most passionate convictions have been maybe too intense, they're about to soften and shift directions. So a shift in ideas, beliefs, or philosophies as Jupiter's turning direct with all of these planets in Sagittarius and Pisces, especially speaking to the effectiveness, are these ideas something that they're draining me because I'm so amped up about them. You know, sometimes the ideas that we're the most amped up about, we think that they're fueling us, giving us all of our reasons to do what we do and act the way we act and live the way we live, but actually they're kind of exhausting. Sometimes softer beliefs, less intensity is needed. Regardless, there's also some feeling of maybe those ideas that we've been most passionate about have just not been, somehow they've not been landing in the same way. You know, they're like, they don't have our hearts as much as they used to. And so a shift in orientation might be needed as we have become disillusioned with those ideas and convictions that we've been most passionate about. These are all different archetypal possibilities given the total picture in the sky right now. Number three would be, as I mentioned earlier, overwhelm, fatigue, exhaustion, and surrender. Now, with all of these comes the feeling that I'm like a knight on a horse, but I'm slumped over, wearied from battle. Or the image that comes to my mind is when forces that look and feel so much bigger than ourselves have intervened in our lives, and there's really nothing we can do. So you either keep fighting and banging your head against the wall, which brings disaster probably, or you say, okay, I'm taking this ineffectiveness, the overwhelm, fatigue, and exhaustion I feel as an opportunity to surrender and trust that something new is coming and I can't keep doing the same old things. So that's also part of this signature. The other thing that comes to my mind is that there, you know, we all have transcendental goals or values, things that are bigger than ourselves that we act for or on behalf of or in service of, or there are goals, dreams, and aspirations that are sort of larger than us that we work toward, that we use our life energy to move ourselves toward. So that sense of having a larger purpose, a larger mission, you know, it's like in Mission Impossible, you know, here's this message will explode. You know, this is your mission if you choose to accept it. This could be a moment where we're looking at the potential for a new mission. Or we're somehow realigning our sense of what has transcendental value in our lives. Like what gives our life a sense of larger meaning or purpose? Because Mars-Neptune loves to have actions aligned with some larger romantic imaginative sense of purpose. It's very passionate and romantic in that way. So Mars square Neptune, right as Jupiter's turning direct, Mercury retrograde in a Jupiter ruled sign, ready to turn direct. Could it be that we are ready to align ourselves with a different purpose or a different mission, letting go of an old one, or maybe modifying or adjusting or revising an existing one? But either way, we might be noticing the overwhelm, the fatigue, the exhaustion, and the call to surrender, to trust. Number four is just the themes of fanaticism, charisma, and emotional tipping points. Mars squares Neptune, there's often an accompanying sense of having reached it's like an emotional crucible. You know, it's like, okay, I'm done. I have reached a point of there's often an emotional breaking point. You know, it's like we're doing things, we're planning things, we have actions that we take and strategies that we use. And then all of a sudden, especially when everything's ready to change. You know it's ready to change because, you know, you'll just break down and cry somehow. It'll be random. You know, you'll just start crying. I'm done like that. And then what happens is from those tears, they fertilize like rain. You know, they fertilize the ground, and maybe a couple of days, a couple of weeks later, there's this renewed sense of enthusiasm. So, you know, you can watch for like really intense, powerful emotions bubbling over. And especially those that get a little like, I don't know, rigid and willful and stubborn and domineering. Watch for those coming up right now. And maybe the need to, again, soften and let go of more fanatical ways of thinking or being or trying or pushing. But just generally speaking, this is a really important emotional tipping point that might coincide with that change in momentum that ultimately is very positive. And number five is, you know, what I think is most promising about this is that you have to remember that Venus also enters Sagittarius. As Venus enters the sign of Sagittarius, she enters into a mutual reception with Jupiter, who is in her sign and her term, while Venus is in Jupiter's sign and term. So it's a very powerful form of mutual reception that comes right after the separation of Mars and Neptune. Okay, ineffective, weak, failure, impotent, I give up, this isn't working, or maybe you become kind of fanatical and charged and there's an emotional outburst or an emotional tipping point or something like that. And what comes in the wake? A shift in relationships, the values in relationships, a shift in who and what you are connected to that is meaningful, and a real clear sense of what is antagonizing versus what is harmonizing. So there is a significant turning point here that could mark an improvement in your relationships. This is Venus-Jupiter dynamic. An improvement in your beliefs, values, and the impact they have on relationships, how you connect to other people. So to me, that's the greatest gift of all of this. Let me put this back up on the screen one more time, just so you can see it, because I think it actually helps to see it a little bit. So here's Venus at about three central time today, entering Sagittarius. And in the term of Jupiter right there, in the first degrees of Sag, we're in the sign and the term or the boundary of Jupiter. Those are divisions of the sign into five different parts ruled by different planets that ancient astrologers used. Jupiter, in the meantime, turning direct in Venus's sign and bound. So you look at that as you see Mars separating from Neptune, this emotional turning point that coincides with almost like a renewed sense of it goes from something that looks a little fanatical and like this kind of dramatic emotional tipping point to suddenly feeling connected and to a turn in momentum that maybe connects you more positively with others compared to what looks like a bit more like conflict and zealousness or fatigue and exhaustion, moving into something more harmonious. So really interesting turning point that we're seeing here in the astrology at the very end of the year. And some of this carries over into the new year. For example, if you go forward just a few more days, you'll notice that Mercury is stationing and turning direct early next week. And then, you know, then we're going to have Mars moving out of Sagittarius and into Capricorn, where it's exalted. Jupiter's fully direct. Mercury will then pick up speed and move into Capricorn. So it's a very interesting turning point in what has been an interesting past moon cycle that has really been all about the major two Jupiter ruled signs. So for example, you know, if we go back to our last moon cycle, you may notice we had just go back here. This was our, let's just refresh on this for a second too. If you go back to December 12th, we had a new moon in Sagittarius. And this new moon in Sagittarius was configured very closely with Mars in the mix to Neptune. So you see how the cycle is kind of concluding with some of the exact same themes. There's this sense of the fire and water of Jupiter, which really has to do with our convictions and our beliefs. And they're being tested, or they're going through a period of reorientation as the ruler Jupiter during this cycle eventually turns direct, which is where we are now. So anyway, I hope that that was easy enough to follow, and that you can make some sense out of that. You know, looking for a shift of momentum in your life, a shift in beliefs, ideas, philosophies, exploring these themes of overwhelm, fatigue, exhaustion, surrender, alignment with a sense of higher mission or cause, also qualities of fanaticism, charisma, they can really take place in any area of your life. They could take up, they could be showing themselves through someone else in your life too, that's embodying them. Sometimes they're not so much happening in us as they are like a friend or a spouse or a kid or so, you know, something like that. But then watch for this shift positively around relationships, values, connections, who or what antagonizes versus harmonizes within us or around us, as a theme that's kind of coming in over the weekend. Anyhow, that's it for today. Don't forget, we have just a little bit of time left in the annual Kickstarter campaign. There are two more days left. We are trying to get to 1,777 backers. We're going to see if we can get there in these last couple of days. If you have not donated already, we would so appreciate your support. Of course, all of our training programs, our certification courses are all 50% off. If you bundle a few programs together, that savings goes up significantly. If you want to come study with us in 2024 or beyond, we'd love to have you. There's also a lot of other great rewards, readings, things you can pick up when you pledge and support the channel. Let's see if we can get across the finish line, get to that 1,777 backer goal. You guys know the link is in the comment section, pinned to the top or in the description of this video. Hope you guys are having a great Friday, and watch, I'll be doing some live streams probably over the course of the weekend, just saying thank you and trying to rally last minute support for the Kickstarter. So you can also if you click subscribe and click on the notifications bell, you'll know when I go live. And I can't wait to see you guys more over the next couple of days. I'm going to have content on Saturday and Sunday as well, so watch for that. All right, take it easy. Bye.